Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We are two girlfriends, sisters, friends, I don't know. We're two people who really enjoy fiber. And we're going to share that enjoyment of fiber with you. Primarily, we're a knitting podcast coming to you from Winnipeg, Manitoba, in the Canada.
Canada?
You betcha. Anybody who's watched the Heritage Moments on TV at any point in the early 90s knows exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I'm sure it's on YouTube, because everything's on YouTube.
Can you make me go back in the archives and link that link again that
yes, I
spent
am.
So much time looking for?
I enjoy making work for you, Diana.
Thanks.
I'm Jocelyn. My co-host is Diana. And over the next, oh, if we're honest, hour and a bit, we're going to talk to you guys about knitting and crafting and all the things that we enjoy doing in and around Winnipeg.
And fiber.
And fiber.
Mostly fiber.
Mostly fiber. It is a lovely, cool fall day.
It's brisk.
Oh, love it.
Broke out the mitts today.
You broke out the mitts today?
It was cold this morning.
Okay, so I finally put on a light coat.
It was cold. It was below zero this morning.
And I didn't do it up. And I didn't do it up because it was warm.
It was like -2 when I left this morning.
Didn't I was taking out my garbage at 9 a.m. this morning in my flip-flops and shorts, so.
You're weird.
Weird, yeah. Oh, well, on that lovely side note, Diana, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to cover this week?
This week we are covering What's in Our Cup, Cool Threads, Woolly Workings, Fiber Flubs, Yarn on the Go, So Little Time, Wool Gathering, and Events.
Wonderful. I'm drinking out of the dinosaur teacup, because I enjoy the dinosaur teacup. Sorry for the clinking noises.
Everybody likes the dinosaur teacup.
Well, it's because it's heat activated in the ceramics, so the dinosaurs change.
It's a very fun cup.
It is a wonderfully fun cup to drink out of.
I have a dinosaur tea steeper, so it's really fun to put the dinosaur tea steeper in the
dinosaur
cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm drinking a Twinings Tea Good Night blend, which has got chamomile and fennel in it. I quite enjoy it. We had a carbohydrate-heavy dinner.
Mm-hmm. Should have that lovely sugar crash in about half an hour.
Oh my god, give or take. We ate a lot of food, and it was very, very tasty and totally worth it.
So many carbs.
So worth it.
Yep.
Yep. Just this morning I was talking to my sister that I might be cleared to start exercising doctor-wise in the next couple weeks. And I got a pretty big cosplay goal for next July. And what did I do for dinner tonight? Potato leek soup with bread. And then bread and oil. And then some sort of brownie concoction that your fiancé brought home.
Bread. And some sugary bread.
Yep. Super breaded out. Oh my gosh. Salads tomorrow, guys. Doing a salad tomorrow. What are you drinking, Diana?
I have a very similar tea. It is the Stash Chamomile Nights Tea.
Ah, nice chilling teas.
Yep.
Chillaxing teas, as it were. It is late on a Tuesday evening, so clearly it means it's time to talk knitting.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to discuss our cool threads?
Yes, let us discuss our cool threads.
Well, I have the hiccups. Oh my goodness. Okay. I have been wearing one item and one item only, because apparently I am a one knitted item girl this year.
Okay.
This week.
Let me guess. Week. Is it the Find Your Fade?
Oh my god, you guessed correctly, because I wore it today! I don't know why, but every outfit I put together, I'm just like, you know what'll go well with this? The Find Your Fade shawl. So around my neck it goes, and it's, guys, it's huge. Like, I have to wrap it around 3 times. And I still have so much shawl going on. There's so much shawl. And I love it. It's not really cold enough for my heavy ones yet. And that's like a nice light fingering weight one. So, I've been enjoying that.
I'm very jealous of it as I look here at my 1/4 finished one.
Yeah, I'll get there eventually. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's time is coming.
You betcha. That's the only thing I've been wearing when I go out. It has been the Find Your Fade, a light sweater, my t-shirts, my leggings and my knee-high boots. This is Jocelyn's favorite time of year.
I have been wearing basically all of my things.
All of your things?
Basically all of the things.
Okay.
Because I don't have, like, one single thing that matches everything.
Ugh. Well, that's only because there's, like, 50 billion colors in my French fade.
So, I've been wearing my sockhead hat, which is mostly blue.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing my Lindsay Slouch hat, which is cream, and goes with most things, so honestly, that's the hat I wear most.
Which makes sense.
I have the super bulky alpaca cowl, which is brown and goes with most things.
Mm-hmm.
Except that the rainbow side tucks up closer around my neck, so I actually like wearing it better.
Okay.
And then...
Okay.
I dug deep.
Yep.
And I found a cabled scarf that I knit, I don't know, pre me being on Ravelry.
So it's got some, it's vintage.
It's vintage in terms of my knitting career.
Sure.
Anyway.
Knitting's a career?
My knitting life? It's from early in my knitting life. It doesn't have a project on Ravelry.
See, now my brain has bounced back to that lady who's got knit and pearl tattooed on her fingers. Oh, dear. All right, I'm with you.
So I wore that, and... Oh, and then I wore a thing today that I did not actually knit, but is hand-knit.
Okay.
A couple years ago at a craft show, there were some lovely ladies knitting mittens to sell for... Oh, what's it called? The Blankets for Linus? Linus's Blankets? That charity?
Okay, I know the charity, but I'm so
I don't remember the exact name.
I'm the wrong person to ask when it comes to knitting.
They collect, like, blankets and coats and stuff for kids, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I know of the charity. I just... Well, you've seen me with charities that I do support. I still can't remember their names.
Anyway, I'll find out what the proper name of it is.
Yes.
And
link
it in the
show notes with everything else.
Yeah, so I have those hand-knit mittens from those lovely ladies.
Oh, wonderful. It's just the light fingering white shawls right now, because it's still, again, I'm wearing a raincoat, and it's not done up. I don't want anything warmer, so...
You handle the cold way better than I do.
Now that I'm a lot healthier, I am quite happy to not be so cold all the time. I was not comfortable being that way. It was not normal for me.
Cold is my normal state of being.
Ugh, it is not mine, so...
I've started wearing a hat and sometimes a shawl or a cowl at work, and I'm really lamenting my lack of fingerless gloves.
Well, you know what you need to do.
Mm.
Get on some fingerless gloves.
Well, I'm going to talk about that in Woolly Workings.
Excellent. I'm ready to transition to Woolly Workings.
All right.
I'm going to bet I have more things on the go than you.
I have two things.
Okay, I have more things on the go than you.
Yes, well, I'm actually sticking to my deadlines, so I've been things.
I let one deadline go, and I'm not sad to see it go. I have been working on my 365-day square or any square project, because that is a project that I am not 2 months and a bit away from finishing.
You're so close. You've done so well.
If to give up now is just to give up on life. At this point, yeah.
You're so close.
I am going to finish this. If you've listened before and you're returning, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're new to the podcast, I am doing 365 days of granny squares to teach myself to crochet.
I think at this point you know how to crochet.
I know how to crochet. I am quite comfortable crocheting. I've actually even started crocheting other projects all on my own. I enjoy it a lot. I am... using mostly Yarnutopia's YouTube video on her channel, because she did it a few years ago. Now, anyway. And I'm super excited with the progress I've made. I mean, if we're honest, come the 1st of January, all of those squares are being tucked away for, like, at least a month, because I'm not going to want to look at a granny square for at least 30 days.
I'm going to bet it's going to be more like a few months.
Oh, easily. Super easily. And that's fine. I know it's coming, and that's not the end of the world for me.
On the plus side, you'll have super easy presents for next Christmas. You just seam up a bunch of squares, and hey, look, there's a blanket.
Or I use the squares, and I give them border frames, and crochet them into larger projects, and hello, stash dash.
Oh, you're planning.
My brain is like, and then I don't have to rush to try to get stuff finished in the wintertime. I can just let it go when my brain's like, nope, he ain't doing it anymore. Not happening. And I can give myself that mental break I know I need to do. So I'm doing mine out of the Red Heart soft yarn. A, because it's soft, and B, because it's big. And it's all about big yarn for Jocelyn some days. I have more than two projects, so I will insert another one here. I am also working on my Zadie sweater. It is my primary knitting-on-the-go sweater because I am working on the body piece. So it is miles of knitting in the round when you are my height, because there is many inches to which you need to add to the length of your sweater.
It's probably literal miles of knitting.
Literal miles of knitting, yeah, at my height by the time I'm done creating some stuff, yeah.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah, yeah. It's when you do the measurements and stuff for it, it's quite intriguing. So I've been working on that. I'm using the Craftsy Cloudborn yarn. That was a knit along that I knew I wasn't going to be knitting a long for per se, but I really wanted to do the project by the Grocery Girls out of Craftsy. So I have been thoroughly enjoying my Zadie sweater.
Excellent.
And the stitch definition on that Cloudborn yarn is freaking amazing.
Oh, I want so much to knit something in a worsted weight, toothy wool yarn.
Ugh.
Except it's not even that toothy. It has that good wool feel, but it's soft. Soft,
yeah. I'm going to order another at least one or two sweater quantity in the Cloudborne stuff, because it's absolutely gorgeous to work in.
Fantastic.
I'm so happy with it. So, that's two. I have three more?
I could stick one in here.
Sure.
Okay, well, I had mentioned working on the mitts earlier, that I'd started some fingerless mitts.
Yep.
I think I put half a row on the Bloomsbury mitts this week.
Hmm. That's not bad.
Since we last podcasted. Because
progress counts.
They're sitting here next to my knitting chair, which is facing the TV, so I sit in my knitting chair and I'm like, I want to watch TV. The Bloomsbury mitts require chart reading. I imagine once I get the chart going, I'll be able to do it without the chart, mostly.
Well, yeah, because you'll memorize it if it's
I'm still
a relatively easy repeat.
Yeah, but I'm only on row two, so I haven't established the pattern yet.
Mm.
So it's not TV knitting, so I keep looking at them and going, man, I wouldn't mind working on that. So I've only got half a row on those.
Which is fine. I mean, some knits take more concentration than others. That's just how it works, and it varies from person to person, so it makes complete sense to me. I've been designing a pattern while watching TV. Perhaps not the brightest move I've ever done in my life, but I've been enjoying myself, so...
And that's the important part.
That's the important part. I am officially finished my very first designed pattern. I'm doing a pair of fingerless mittens. I am working in the Serpentina yarn from Manos to Uruguay, because it is bright, it is colorful. Mr. B calls it my coleslaw yarn, because that's right. What colors remind him of.
I forgot about that.
I didn't. I'm not entirely, because you renamed the yarn for my mittens last year. Diana bought me some beautiful purple-pink yarn. Fat, chunky yarn for very, lightning-fast mittens. Just a quick little knitting pattern thing. Yeah, and of course, the boys decided... being Mr. B and Chris, say they were meat mittens, because it reminded them of meat that had gone off. So he still calls those mittens meat mittens, and now my very beautifully green, pistachio-colored looking yarn, because it's got a beautiful pistachio-red speckle in it,
mm-hmm.
Is called cashew. Well, it's called coleslaw.
I mean, I do see the resemblance, but...
This is what happens when your partner works in the food industry. Everything gets food names. Whether you want it to or not, it's just how it works for you. So it's fine. They are done. I'm going to hand out the pattern. Red has volunteered to be my test knitter. So she's going to get the pattern here shortly to put together. I don't know if Diana wants to test knit as well.
I would love to, but deadlines.
Yep. Yeah. You've got a lot on your plate. Mostly because I need somebody who has a small, medium-sized hand, because I have a large-sized hand. So while I know it works fine with the large size, like the medium-large, the small-medium needs to be tested, and Red isn't a small-medium size. So she said she would do that for me, and then I will have a pattern up on Ravelry.
It's exciting.
Woo! I'll have to name it. Right now, it's just fingerless mitts.
It's not going to be coleslaw mitts?
No. I don't care how much he begs for that to be the name of it. It's not happening.
We'll come up with a better name.
Ugh, my poor mittens. They're going to have a better name. Dang it. I just insist that they have a better name. So, there's that. And I've had to let go of the Wonder Woman shawl. I have not been working on it.
Wah, wah.
I wasn't sure I'd make it once I signed onto the Speckle and Pop, so... I have been making it on Speckle and Pop. I have not started Clue 4, which went live last Friday, and I technically have till this Friday. I've been a little tied up with sewing matters, but that's fine. I knew I would probably end up taking Clue 4 to C4 this weekend, and I'm right on track to take the final Clue to the convention and knit when I'm not at the convention this weekend. So the Speckle and Pop is the Stephen West Mystery Knit Along. I have been doing it out of many a yarn, including Dye for You, Manos to Uruguay, Hedgehog Fibers, and some of my leftovers of the... Oh, what yarn did I use for those ones? Ancient Arts yarn.
Mm.
So I have a ton of color going on in there, and it looks really good. I meant to show you on Friday. We were over for knitting.
Yeah, I was realizing totally that. I was doing show that. Notes the next day. I'm like, you were going to show me, and you didn't.
Totally and... spaced. And it was sitting right there, so I would do it, too, right beside your...
I was sitting right next to it all night, and I didn't see it?
Nope. Right beside your electric spinning wheel.
Oh.
Right beside your... which was sandwiched between your... and your blocking wires. And the only thing I remembered to give you was the blocking bars.
Well...
oh, that's a blonde moment. Okay.
I mean, at least you remembered something.
Oh, gosh. That's just... okay. Yeah, my brain's... it would fall off my head if it wasn't attached to me this week, guys. Oh, man. But for me, that's primarily... I did literally one extra row on the autumn wrap. I'm working on a crochet project. That's it. And I'm doing the autumn wrap out of a Bernay premium.
Right, and that was the one with the YouTube video?
Yeah, it's the one with the YouTube video. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did literally one row. That's all I've done.
Well, one row on that thing is like the entire length of the thing, isn't it?
One row on that thing is the entire length of the wrap, and it takes me an entire 24-minute-long anime episode to do. So...
sorry, one row of the Wonder Woman is taking me at least 15 minutes at this point.
Woo! That's not an insignificant time dump.
No, it's really not. So
but
it makes it feel
so
like
close.
Makes it feel like it's growing really slowly. So I'm working on the Wonder Woman wrap by Carissa Browning out of Manos del Uruguay, Alegria.
Or as Jocelyn pronounces it, Algria. I have just way too much fun with that pronunciation.
And that one's in Carmine, and then the gold color is the Fino base in Filigree.
They're freaking beautiful colors. I'm making the same shawl, I just gave up on the deadline.
I am still holding true to the deadline. I was hoping to have it done Thursday night, like washed and blocking Thursday night so I could wear it on Friday.
Mm.
I'm thinking it's going to be washed and blocked for wearing on Sunday.
That's not too bad, that still counts. But again, I mean, I picked up an extra knitting, like a knit-along, a mystery knit-along, so like I knew it was a long shot for me to get two fingering weight shawls done in a month.
So I'm just about, well, where am I at? I haven't counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm starting the 11th ridge.
Oh my.
Of 12.
So you're making... progress.
So I'm very, very nearly done the W. I'm hoping to finish the second W tonight. And then I just have the two red triangles and the top bar.
Okay.
So, hoping?
Still feasible, though. You're going to have to haul butt.
I'm hauling. This is me hauling. I'm actually knitting while we're podcasting. I don't usually do that.
Yes, background noise brought to you by Jocelyn's double-pointed needles.
I'm trying so hard to get this thing done. I am actually knitting while we're podcasting.
Normally you don't knit while we podcast. I knit while we podcast on a like regular basis. I'm almost always knitting while we podcast. You are not known for it, so.
I don't converse as well. I'm still listening. I just don't tend to talk as much when I'm knitting.
So what you're saying is I get to talk more and give you a bunch of prompts?
Sure.
I can do that. That's fine. Hey, I will mention my Wonder Woman shawl in another segment. So...
oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that everything we're working on?
That's it for me for working on stuff.
All right.
There's 4 projects, not enough? 5 projects, not enough? I don't know how many projects did I mention.
Is that not
enough stuff?
That's enough stuff.
Okay.
Fiber flubs.
Yeah. I think this is all me, isn't it?
This is all you. I haven't had anything more than a minor dropped stitch, which was, like, nothing, so it's not even worth talking about.
I messed up my first W and I had to tink back to the red because that was where my lifeline was.
So
I'm back at the start of the first W because I messed up. I wasn't paying attention and I cannot at a fingering weight rescue myself before a lifeline. I can't see the stitches. They're too small for me. So once I realized what I'd done, I got very mad, tinked back, put it back on the needle at the lifeline. And then I put it down and went, nope, I'm not going to make that deadline. I'm going to let it go till I'm not as angry, and then I will pick this up, and I will work on it probably during Grinchalongs at Christmas time, because I will be knitting for myself again at that point.
And it'll be... Sorry, I've got a stitch marker.
That's totally fine.
It'll be lovely Christmassy colors.
And it will be lovely Christmassy colors. Would, for whatever reason, I don't know if you've noticed this, here's a super segue. My mom's Christmas colors are blue and white. And silver.
Okay.
I only like decorating in reds, golds, and rose gold colors, and like purpley colors.
Ah.
Same with my sister. We've both gone with much warmer color palettes than my mother's.
Interesting. So your mum's more into the winter and you're more into the sitting by the fire inside kind of thing.
Which is weird considering you can't get my mother to go outside to save her soul and I'm constantly walking around in the snow outside because I like the snow. But it just occurred to my sister the other day because we were looking at Christmas stockings at Chapters. She was asking me if I was going to knit myself a new Christmas stocking this year. And I said, I don't know, maybe. If I find the right kind of yarn. We'd been discussing replacing our Christmas stockings with newer Christmas stockings, because we've had ones we've currently had for about 2 decades now. So they're starting to show some signs of wear and tear. And Isabella's getting to that point where her kid stocking isn't going to work anymore. My niece's kid stocking isn't going to work anymore. So we want to upgrade her to the adult stockings now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about time for the family to replace the stockings, we figure. So we were sort of contemplating and looking. And our stockings never match. For the record, we do not have matching stockings. They are very, very individualized. So, like, right now, mine's leopard printed. my mom's is the zebra print. My sister's is the classic. No, my dad's is a classic. My sister's a Ninja Turtle. And I forget what my niece's is.
Wow, those really don't match.
Don't match at all. And we have no intention on changing this because the stocking should match the person. So I've been looking at them and I've gone, you know what, I might just buy a stocking. For as the family stocking, and then in my own space, just have a nice decorative stocking that I've made myself. Mm. So I'm thinking I'm going to maybe buy like a reindeer one. My mom's thinking maybe some snowflakes for her this time. So yeah, and our stockings aren't going to match in the slightest. So that's fine. It's never bothered us. You always know exactly who has what stocking Christmas morning after Santa Claus visited before any of the blind people put on their glasses. And this is important because sometimes I don't have time to put on my glasses. I am the last one out of bed. The house stays quiet till I get up. And if it tells you how well-trained my father and my niece are, they don't even breathe a whisper about me getting up till 10 a.m.
That's some good training.
Auntie Jocelyn sleeps in Christmas Day. Because Auntie Jocelyn was up late the night before making sure everybody could have cinnamon buns first thing in the morning, so Auntie Jocelyn gets to sleep in.
Mm.
And Mom doesn't allow anybody to open stockings till everyone's awake, and I do not get out of bed early. This is a leftover holdout from when I worked retail, because it was my only day off when I was manager in retail in the mall, was Christmas Day. And it was a 12 to 14 hour day Christmas Eve, and it's a 14 to 16 hour day on Boxing Day when you're in management.
Oof.
Christmas, and it was usually your only day off for the last 2 weeks of the year, 3 weeks of the year. You were a solid 6 to 7 day work week. Because you always had people calling in sick because their family decided the holidays. You'd always had the people who couldn't quite make it to the end. And it's a heavy workload. So like I was absolutely adamant when I hit the floor as management and retail that nope, nobody saw me before noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I lived on my own. Right now, because I currently share a house with my sister, I get up a bit earlier because I don't have to go anywhere. Like I can go upstairs in my pajamas and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that, but I am absolutely left alone. I am not bothered or pestered in the morning, so that is my Christmas present to myself every year, so I get to sleep in.
It's a good present.
And I wake up and my sister's made bacon and I made cinnamon buns the night before and my mom's put them in the oven, so I have bacon sandwiches and cinnamon buns and just chillax and open stockings. And sometimes I don't have my glasses on because at 10:01, if my niece hears me moving, I will open up the bathroom door and there she is. It scares the crap out of me every year. She's not saying anything either. She just stands there silently staring at me. It is so weird. So weird. And then she'll be like, are you up? And I'll be like, I'm out of bed. And she will book it upstairs. And all I hear is, Papa, Jocelyn's up! And well, I'm hooped now. I gotta get out of bed. There's no going back. I've been discovered. So I look forward to it. It's a wonderful tradition. And I look forward to Santa's presents because Santa's a very smart man. And he packs the best type of stockings. Chocolate and book gift cards.
That sounds like a solid stocking.
Santa is a smart man. And he has been on the ball for years. I love those Terry chocolate oranges. Oh, and I get a Terry's chocolate orange and I get a mint one every year. And I get a book gift card, book gift certificate. Beautiful, because then I can sit on Boxing Day and just order things online, use the gift card, and it shows up at my door.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So chocolate oranges. You mentioned the mint one.
Yes.
The mint one or the original orange one?
Both.
Both?
I like both.
Okay.
And I get both.
We can still be friends.
Yes. Why? Were we not going to be friends if I didn't like the original? I love orange chocolate.
Okay, good.
Orange chocolate is amazing. Which is funny because I don't eat oranges.
Neither do I.
I hate real oranges, but man, orange chocolate, done.
Orange juice is fantastic. I don't like
the pulp-free.
Yes.
I don't like pulp in my juice.
And I don't like the texture of oranges, which is why I don't eat them.
Oh, don't ask me why, but I don't like them in the fruit format. But in a juice format, or in a medley of something, or...
Fresh squeezed orange juice is, like, the best thing on the planet.
It's just, yeah, but on its own, no, I won't touch the things. That boggles my father's mind, but that's how that works. But yeah, no, I'm thinking, come Christmas time, that Wonder Woman wrap and my Starting Point show will probably pop their heads up and get some work done on them.
Nice.
Because again, I'm not worried. At this point, my next big due date for anything I'm currently working on is Christmas, and I got some Christmas presents I'm working on in November, and then Stash Dash next year.
After C4, I desperately need to bang out Knit Club's presents.
Yes, you do. My Knit Club presents are done.
I
apologize, that's a lie. I have an inch and a half of rim left on one hat.
I need to do a lot of knitting, and I'm really glad I got super bulky yarn.
Yes. It's very pretty yarn. I think the girls would like it. We got totally off topic. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Fiber Flubs originally.
Were we? Okay. So yeah. Well, now we know why I put away my Wonder Woman shawl. I've also discovered another great thing that I thought I would definitely need to know, and that is when you're knitting a pattern to create a pattern, perhaps doing it from scratch really only works if you're perfectly comfortable casting on something 15 times. Turns out, I am.
That's good.
Anybody who's known the podcast long enough knows that I am fine with casting on things 50 million times. My fingerless mitts took me 10 tries to get the gauge, the needles, and the start of the pattern I wanted. I had an idea in my brain, but I didn't quite know how to translate that idea onto paper to make sense. So now I have a written pattern. I'm currently working on the second cuff. Mitt, I guess you would call it.
Do you have the other one with you?
No, I didn't bring it with me.
Oh. Okay.
I just have the one bag with me today.
I wanted to steal it and put it on my head, because it's done.
Well, why not? You can just use both next week and put both on your head. How does that sound?
Okay, perfect.
So, doing that, and that's fine. But I need to get the pattern out for test knitting, because I don't have small hands, by any stretch of the imagination, so that's not going to work. So, I'm testing my written pattern by making the second mitten from the written pattern, which I wrote from memory from the first time.
So we'll see how that goes.
I successfully got through the whole pattern. It's a lot of tinking back. It's a lot of doing math. It's a lot of, no, I don't like this, when you're halfway up and done, and changing your mind, and then starting all over again. And I talked to Mr. B about it, too. He did very well. He pays more attention to the terminology than I thought he did. So we discussed pattern variations and tension and gauge and how some people knit versus how other people knit and what looked good and what didn't look good and if it was too complicated or wouldn't show up properly, and he's paid a lot more attention than I thought he did. So go Mr. B.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. So, however, it does mean most of my week this week has been me tinking things back, frogging things right back to the beginning, and watching copious amounts of anime. And undoing stitches, because sewing.
Oh, yes.
But that's it for my fiber flubs. The Wonder Woman has been put away because I'm angry with it, and the mittens are almost done, thank heavens. I'm tired of knitting in this wonderful green yarn, and I really do love this yarn. I don't know what the colorway, I know it's a serpentina yarn from Manos to Uruguay. I wrote it down, but I don't have my sheets on me today.
Couldn't tell.
We'll link it in the show notes.
Yep.
That'll work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do we got next?
We were going to do Yarn on the Go, because I went to some interesting places this week.
You did. And purchased things of which your excitement factor may be backwards for.
Potentially.
Yeah.
So I went to a second wedding dress shop appointment thingamajig.
For those who have never listened before, Diana's getting married next year.
Yeah, I'm getting married next summer.
And that's as enthusiastic as she gets about it. You're enthusiastic about the marrying part? It's the whole wedding thing you can do with that.
It's the whole wedding thing. I'm like, the more planning I do, it's like, why am I doing this? Can I not do this and take all your money and go traveling instead?
You know, none of those that are friends with you would be even remotely offended if you and Christopher decided to do that.
Yeah, although at this point there's down payments on the rental for the facilities and down payment on a dress, and there's a lot of money already tied up in it, and it's like, fine, I guess I have to do it now.
Alright, so long as you know you're overjoyed about this.
I'm overjoyed!
Apologies to all women who are excited and want to be married and feel this is a very big occasion in their life, Diana.
I want the marriage part. Different. I just hate planning parties. I want to have the party, I just don't want to plan the party.
You have to remember, I think it's this coming birthday party, I have to plan both of our birthday parties, because you really don't like planning parties.
I hate planning parties. I like going to parties. I hate planning them.
So I offered to plan a joint birthday party for both of us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I happen to enjoy planning.
Anyway, so I went to this appointment, and I got my dress.
Which is good. I saw a picture. It's a very beautiful dress.
Chose my dress. I knew it was going to be, from the previous appointment, it was going to be one of two dresses, and I chose a dress.
This is good. This is big.
But this is yarn on the go because I had brought my wedding shawl with me to match to the dresses, which did turn out to be a big thing because despite both dresses being ivory, one shade of ivory matched the shawl better.
Yes.
So I picked that dress.
Yes. That is actually a thing.
So then we had some extra time left in the appointment. So we did a fun little photo shoot where I'm pretending to knit on my shawl while posing in this big cloud of a dress.
I have the photo. We will post it on Instagram the day of your wedding.
Because, I don't remember where I was going with this. Oh yes, because of course I chose the dress that is like the fairy princess Barbie dress.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I would not have called that. I'm going to flounce around and be a fairy princess.
You are! I wasn't going to make fun of you for that.
Oh, no, it's absolutely fairy princess. Okay. I stood on the little pedestal thing and flounced and, like...
Flounced?
I flounced and pretended to have a wand.
Your mom would have been very proud of you. For being very girly.
Oh, no, I was being absolutely ridiculous. It was a very comical flouncing.
Which, in my mind, is the best kind of flouncing, but what do I know?
So,
But... It went, and the yarn went, and you got to do some knitting in your well, not your wedding dress, but the wedding dress you have ordered.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
So, highly recommend Christie's Bridal in Steinbach.
Oh, beautiful dresses, like the ones you showed us, even the ones that don't, like, weren't going to work for you, there were some wonderful dresses.
Beautiful dresses, and they're not all strapless sweetheart necklines.
Isn't that, and in this province, you guys have to understand.
That's really hard to find.
In this province, it is almost impossible to find. And that same statement goes for bridesmaids' dresses. It is ridiculous.
I don't have to care about bridesmaid dresses.
You don't, you have a man of honor.
And a single bridesmaid who...
And she might wear a tux anyway.
Might prefer to wear a tux anyway. And if she does want to wear a dress, then she can pick her own dress, and so long as it's not white, I don't care.
Works for me. I'm not the bridesmaid. I can just show up. I'm your makeup artist for the day.
Yep. So there was that. I did the thing.
I had more doctor's appointments, because life would not be complete without doctor's appointments in Jocelyn's mind. I had one for my eyeballs. So we went and we did more photos of my eyeballs. I still don't have a surgery date for cataract surgery. And while the cataract surgery is not for cataracts, it is to help belay some of the symptoms I have from the disease I do have that's taking my vision. I also had a doctor's appointment for a checkup because I'm doing post-surgery checkups for the next every 3 months for the next little bit just so we can make sure everything's going well. So, in the terms of getting healthier, I am creeping closer to healthy.
This is good.
We make slow and steady progress, and we will get there with some patience. So, all appointments means waiting rooms, which means the sweater went everywhere this week. Because I was knitting everywhere this week.
Excellent.
It's a thing. And you had Knit Club, so I hosted. My yarn didn't travel, but your yarn traveled to my house for a Knit Club.
Yeah, it did. My Wonder Woman shawl traveled.
Mm-hmm.
It traveled to another place just last night, in fact.
Oh, did it?
It did. There was a company hosting a speed dating job interview evening.
Oh, right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah, so I went there to eat their pizza and drink their beer and chat with some people. I meant to only go for, like, an hour or two, and then it was kind of interesting because they just had it in their big lobby area.
Okay.
So if you weren't chatting with people that actually worked there, you could chat with your other with the other candidates, so like your competition, which is not something you normally get to do in the interview process, is chat with other people. So I super connected with some of the other people there, and I gave them business cards, and like I got a ride from one of the guys at the end of the night, and like,
oh, sweet.
I went for a job interview, and I came back with friends. So
it's a pretty sweet interview.
Yeah, so I did something there. I don't know that the interview went terribly well, but I made friends.
Cheers.
So
it's by far one of the most interesting interview processes I have ever heard of.
It wasn't even technically an interview. It was like the super high-level behavioral, are you a complete stupid person kind of interview. Like, are you even the sort of person we'd want to hire there? Or, yeah.
You would be surprised at how many people actually need to weed those types of people out.
They have a very... They have an amazingly startup work culture.
Mm-hmm.
Despite being, like, 150 people. Or, like, 130 or something.
Wow.
It's over 100. And they have this whole, like, largish building. But it still feels very startup.
Well, that's a nifty way to do it. And very interesting to see it that size.
Yeah. They had their... her name was Sarah. And what was her job title?
Sorry, my double-pointed needles are making extra noise today.
That's right. You're the one that has to listen to it in the editing.
Yes, I do.
Anyway, her job was basically making sure everybody's having a good time.
That's a nice job.
I don't remember what the official job title was. It was something that actually sounded official, but the joke title is like official party train.
Cute.
So she was like super excited. She's like, yeah, I'm working my dream job here. Like,
official party train.
You definitely drank their Kool-Aid, but I think I like their Kool-Aid.
Okay. When they have a official party train person, their Kool-Aid can't be that bad, now can it?
Nope.
Nope. Nope, that's good. Our yarn went a lot of places. Holy
it
Hannah.
It did. We did things this week.
We did we ever. All right. That's yarn on the go.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got next?
So little time.
Hey, look, another me segment.
Yep. You've been sewing us things. I could mention that I've been super wanting to quilt things.
That's absolutely stunning.
That's my theoretical sewing.
Sure. I have been finishing dresses and working on Regency-era jackets to go with our dresses for our Pride and Prejudice ball. And dealing with mathematics, which is frying my brain.
I super appreciate it.
I mean, it's not too bad. It's just finding a balance with the Empire waistline. So that we're comfortable, we can wear it, it's good, but, I mean, that I don't look pregnant. Because I'm getting tired of people asking me when I'm going to have children. I'm not. For the record, I cannot have children. I made that decision, I am happy and quite content with it. I want cats.
Not velociraptors?
Not velociraptors. They would be expensive for upkeep. Cat yeah. food is cheaper. Even expensive artisanal cat food is cheaper.
Yeah, probably.
And let's be honest, I would spoil my cats. They would have fancy artisanal cat food. And making it work so that post your surgery coming up in December, I can alter the dresses down and that they'll still look good and still be usable in years to come. So we will have some stable costume pieces. So I've been doing that and adding ribbons and trim and they have to be ready for Saturday, and I've got about another day's worth of sewing ahead of me, because I've got some cuffs and collars and jacket details to finish on mine, and I've got a little bit of hemming left on yours and your jacket to finish as well. So I've got about another 8 hours worth of sewing, and then I'm done.
I'm super excited. I have not seen these dresses yet.
Well, it's because you came over on Friday, and we started babbling instead of doing what we're supposed to be doing, which was putting you in the dress.
I totally forgot.
Whoosh! Till I went in, like, Saturday morning, I went into the sewing room and it was draped over my mannequin and I went, oh, for the love of! Son of a water buffalo! Sighed, walked back out, and got my coffee. It's just like, nothing I can do about it now. Just keep working on it. It's fine.
Yep.
I will double check the measurements before I go home tonight.
So long as it's not too small, it'll be fine.
I mean, it fits the finished measurements for the measurements I took you. And I mean, I took your measurements. And we took it to all the right places. So we're good. I just want to double check the length for the hemming so I can hem it and we're fine.
Alright.
Noting that for me to hem, because I have to add extra length, I actually have to put the dress on, stand in a chair, and get my sister to do my hemming for me, because she has to actually pin the hem for me. I was going to be mean and just stand on the floor, and she's like, get on a chair. Like, guess we're going upstairs. The ceilings aren't high enough down here for me to do that. So we gotta do that tomorrow, so that's fine. I can do that. That's not a problem. She's the same height as you. So if I have to, I will put her in the dress. Because your rib cages are roughly the same size. So she'll find it a little tight in the ribs and a little loose above. But if I need to test dummy, I have a test dummy.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're good.
I'm super excited.
They turned out really nice, and I can't wait to show you. I definitely did put a lining on the inside of it, because your fabric's quite light. So I did make sure you would not have any lighting things you needed to worry about.
Thank you.
You were very welcome. There was no see-throughness going on.
I'm very glad.
This is a thing. So the only real big thing we have left to do is you got to try on some gloves. I cannot get gloves in my size, because I have, we're going to call, well-developed forearms. I require no man to open Cheese Woo's jars. In fact, my partner usually has me open jars. That made me sound manly. Okay. So I do have a tattoo on the inside of my elbow, so I'm going to cover that with my makeup skills and lessen it. And I'm just going to go as a bit of a provincial Scottish person. Or a country bumpkin. And not care.
It will be fine.
I'll make sure to take the nail polish off my fingers and have my fingers all natural looking. Because currently I'm rocking some charcoal gray fingernails.
Oh yeah. I was actually thinking, like, man, I should, like, paint my nails tonight. No, I shouldn't paint my nails tonight. No, I should not. I should wait till next week.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna do this color again, because this color worked out really great. It came in my Ipsy bag.
It looks really good.
Yeah, so I'm gonna definitely do these again. So, super excited about that, but I'm gonna have to take it off and polish and buff my nails, because I definitely am not going to a Regency-era ball with painted fingernails.
Nope. Oh, okay, I need to count ridges.
You need to count ridges?
I need to count ridges.
Well, I'm done talking about sewing, because everything else I have about sewing is all detail-orientated and...
Two more rows!
You can do it.
I can do it. I can do this tonight. I can finish this W tonight.
Yes, you could. This is totally fair. Because I did all the stay stitching and I did all the stuff. Now, I'm going to have to take the jacket apart in December and put it back together again for you in January. But, I mean, that's fine. Whatever. It's not the end of the world. The fabric will certainly hold up to it, so it's not a problem. So, but my sewing room's back in business. It's doing its thing. I still have no idea when the Etsy shop's going to go live.
I noticed you stopped saying it was going to go live next week.
God! I keep running out of week. I knew there was absolutely no way in the tail half of October I'd have time. My sister got married on the Friday the 13th, and I knew between the week before that till past the first weekend of November, because my niece turns 11 on the 3rd of November, which is also my parents' wedding anniversary, I have no time. Those are my busiest weeks, is that tail half of October to the first week of November. And then, that's it, Christmas isn't even demanding, as the tail end of October is for me. So it's like, ugh, I just have to get through this last bit. And I'm going to enjoy it, like, sleep all day Tuesday. Be up, watch movies, and go back to bed again, and just chillax. I might not even leave my pajamas on Halloween day. I might literally stay in my pajamas.
That sounds glorious.
All day Halloween, and take the day off, and just knit and watch movies.
I like it.
So I think that's my plan.
Can I come do that too?
Sure. I don't care. It's your life. You can do what you want with it. And then Wednesday I'll start working on getting the Etsy shop up and live, I think. Because Friday I'm not going to sleep a lot. 11-year-old's birthday party. And I think it's happening on the Saturday.
Which is?
My niece's birthday party.
Oh, okay.
So if Mr. B has next weekend off, could we do gaming on Saturday?
Sure.
Christopher flies out on Sunday.
Oh,
yeah, it'll be not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after.
No, I can't. Me and Chris are volunteering at the Ladies Learning Code Python.
Right. So yes, no, you guys will be busy.
Yeah.
I will have to go hide to Mr. B's house if I want peace and quiet.
I mean, you could come learn Python.
It's a learning code?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Like, you can come in basically not knowing how to computer.
Well, I know how to turn it on, so it might give me an edge.
Mm, it's fine.
But you know, it might be interesting to do just to see if I can do it, since I still haven't decided what I want to do for fun. I'm going to go back to school. But I'm still debating learning tech or learning writing.
That I mean, it'd be an easy way to check it out.
I don't know
what the tickets cost or anything, or if there's even any tickets left.
I will look at it, and I'll see. I'm not worried about it. Again, worst case scenario, I'll just sit in the basement and knit.
Mm-hmm.
And do some sewing in my sewing room, and once I have the sewing machine running, they're fairly loud beasts, so that'll cover most of it anyway. The bright side is the sugar high is so high at kids' birthday parties that kids crash,
mm-hmm.
and then it's quiet.
Mm.
She was all for having an archery party, until she realized if she had the archery party, she wasn't getting presents, because that's how expensive the archery party is. And she said that wasn't, no.
Right.
Yeah. No, we needed to have presents, so we would just have a birthday party at the house.
Well, I mean, 10 years old.
Yep, that's fair.
Or turning 11, I guess.
She'll be turning 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, that's fair. That's not the end of the world. That's totally fine. So I'll be doing that. It's a thing. What do we got next?
Wool gathering.
More me. Everyone's getting a lot of me this week.
What wool are we gathering?
We officially got invited to join a knit-along in December.
This is exciting.
This is exciting. The girls from the Fiber Friends podcast, which is a YouTube podcast, got a hold of us on the Instagrams and asked if we would like to join in what they're hoping is going to be a Canadian-wide knit-along to make a pillow from a block of patterns designed by two ladies in Sarnia, Ontario, who designed a Afghan knitting book. Now, I'm looking to make a new Afghan in the start, middle of next year. Like, I want to do another blanket. So, I was already sort of looking around for designers. I kind of like the idea of having a Canadian designer. So, I'm pretty sure I'm going to pick up the pattern book. And I'm thinking, matching pillows? I could do some pillows for my couches. This would be okay. And as of the last podcast, they were contemplating doing it over 3 months, which makes it completely achievable.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're gonna do that. We're gonna join in with them. I sent them a message back saying, "Yeah, fire us the details. I think we're totally game to do that."
Yeah.
Knit some pillows.
I made a blanket once. It was great.
Yeah, I think I can do that. It'll give us a really good idea of the designer's work and stuff, and it will let us play around with some different types of bulkier or the worsted weight wool and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a really good idea.
It'll be an excuse to buy more wool.
I don't need an excuse to buy more wool.
Well, because everything I have is, like, fingering weight.
Okay, yes.
I don't have any worsted.
Well, I just buy wool anyway. I don't care. Hello. Have you not seen my acquisition the last 3 weeks? Don't really need an excuse. I just kind of go to the yarn store and more yarn comes home.
That's why I stopped going to the yarn store.
I booked my hotel for Knit City next year. And then I phoned my mother and I told her I booked my hotel for Knit City next year. And my mother somehow talked me into a 2-week vacation in Vancouver. How did she do this to me?
Oh, such hardship. You'll have to have a 2-week vacation?
I have to go spend time with my friends and my aunt and
travel BC. Awful.
And I was telling my aunt that my mom had talked me into this, and she's like, yeah, because we got to go to all the little knitting stores and around my house. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be so broke. She's like, we're going to have to mail your yarn home. I'm like, oh my God, you guys. I'm not going to be able to fly home. I need to have too much. Told some girlfriends from university, they're like, yeah, either before or after Knit City, your choice, but you're coming. You're close enough. It's happening. So apparently I have to plan a 2-week vacation in BC and figure out how I'm coming home. And depending on where my dad and my mom are working at the time, I might make my dad pick me up. And so I'll just go to get him to drive down to BC, because he's in Saskatoon right now. Saskatchewan's not that far to the coast.
I mean, there's, like, that whole other province in between, but, yeah, you know, it's not
like
that far.
Yeah, it's, like, 12-hour drive. That's
there's only, like, a mountain range in the way.
Yeah, my dad, that'd be fine. My dad and my mom would come down, putter pick me up, and we'd putter on the way home. Might accidentally stop at River City Yarns in Edmonton on the way home. You have to understand, when I'm in Saskatoon and I mention to Dad that I want to go to River City Yarns and it's in Edmonton, he just goes, yeah, it's an 8-hour drive, we could do it. He's willing to just take me as a day trip, drive down, spend a night in a hotel, shop, and drive home.
That's too much driving.
Yeah. My father's crazy.
Yes. Crazy. Yes, he is.
But tied in with my parents' vacation, and they like to do road trips. My mom likes to stop at places like the world's largest ball of yarn. Like, it amuses her. They went to the Star Trek town in Manitoba or Saskatchewan?
I don't know. What's a Star Trek town?
There's a town named Quarks.
Ah.
And they've themed themselves after Star Trek.
Right.
That's their big tourist attraction. She loves that sort of stuff. So they do it all the time. So it would be nothing for me to go, hey, Mom, let's go weird touristy town hopping in BC. Yeah, should be all over that. Yeah. So that may or may not happen. So I have traveling plans next year, guys. Apparently. And they will include wool.
I'm hoping to go to Finland next year, so I might try to find some sweet, sweet Scandinavian wool.
Yes, well, you get to go on a honeymoon, sweetheart.
Yes.
I'm not getting married. I'm not going to DEF CON. I don't get a honeymoon. And I don't, so I'm bloody well going to Knit City.
Do it.
And I'm going to meet the Grocer Girls. And I'm going to meet the Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters. And there's no way I don't get along with all of them because they're all my kind of people. Can you imagine me and Jody in one room? All of the blunt and inappropriate statements.
So much talking.
It's going to be... Well, Tracy's a bigger talker than Jody, but Jody and me have a tendency to just sort of whatever we think comes out of our mouth.
I'll just be over here in the corner for my knitting.
Oh my goodness! You just to meet these people. It'd be so good! So good! So, I'm super excited. I talk a mile a minute anyway. Remember, people get a word in edgewise. I'll figure it out. It'll be fun. So I'm going to do that, and I may or may not do a knitting retreat.
Which also sounds lovely.
Out on the East Coast. That way I've got an excuse to travel across Canada. And I've done it before, and I love traveling my country. It is so freaking beautiful. So beautiful!
I'd have to take a train from one coast to the other one day.
Yeah, just to say you've done it.
It would take like 2 weeks, and oh, yeah. Be horrendously expensive.
Absolutely.
But it'd be really fun, I think.
I know. Wouldn't it just be a heck of a thing to put off your bucket list? Be like, I did that. It'd be so cool!
Be alright. You can just sleep through the prairies.
Well, it's because it's pretty flat. And we live in the prairies, hey? We're selling it well.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, there's nothing quite like standing in a wheat field. That is the niftiest sensation on the face of the planet. Akin to going into the ocean.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's akin to going into the ocean. Still different, but it's comparable.
We do have a vastness. Lot of really nice sky.
We have beautiful skies.
We probably have the best sky in the country.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I could say that.
There's nothing else getting in the way. There's just sky everywhere.
Halifax, the Nova Scotia PEI area, is like the greenest part of the country. It has got the most beautiful...
And the strange red dirt on PEI.
Yeah, it's weird, but that's fine. And they just have the coolest houses, and they just...
Yes.
It just...
Love the brightly colored houses.
So good. It's such a walking area. Halifax. Trust me. Like, you should take your honeymoon to Halifax and just take me with you and leave Christopher behind.
Well, we were actually semi-seriously talking about... Apparently there's a lot of dev jobs in Halifax. Mm. Chris has a friend out there.
Yep.
So we might see about going to Halifax.
Oh my god, it's such a beautiful center. It's like it's such a beautiful chunk of country. It's not even funny. So nice! But again, I like the whole country. Topic. We always get off topic. It's fine. we were talking about wool gathering. And I was talking about the Fiber Friends who are in Ontario. You're just outside of Toronto?
I don't know. You're the one that keeps track of this stuff.
Dawson didn't write it down! Bad podcaster. So we're going to do that in a long, and that'll be great.
Yes.
I think that'll be quite fun. I've continued progress on the stuff we're going to do for knit-alongs, so I've done some work with that. Because there's always more work to do. You ever wonder where my week goes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't wonder where my week goes. It's busy all the time. But that's pretty much for us, for the wool gathering, that's about it. Other than, making sure my pattern goes out for test knitting shortly. Alright, guys, I made a pattern.
That's exciting.
And frightening all at the same time. It's a thing. But that's it. Right. I found another knit-along has found us. I didn't have to go looking for this one.
No,
this one just found us. It showed up on our doorstep. And I'm super excited because the Fiber Friend girls sound freaking amazing. So... And they're lovely to watch on YouTube, so I'm more than happy that we're going to be able to join in with them and see what patterns they pick. Super intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
All right, once I have the details for that, I will get them to you if we can, and if not, we'll make sure they get linked up into the Ravelry thread and stuff. We'll make a thread for it.
All right.
No, totally done. All right, what do we got next?
We just have events left. The Speckland Pop has officially finished, but you're not quite finished.
I'm not quite finished, but I'm down to the last clue, and I'm going to power through it this weekend, so.
This weekend is C4, Central Canada Comic Con, which we are going to. I am attempting to have this shawl done that I'm sitting here staring at right now.
The Wonder Woman shawl?
Yep.
I've given up because I got mad at the Wonder Woman shawl and I put it away because it was being mean.
And then we have the Pride and Prejudice Ball on Saturday night.
You betcha. We're busy, busy bees.
Which you have been kindly sewing us costumes for.
Hey, you paid for the tickets, so I said I would make us the outfits. I consider that a fair deal.
I'm so excited for this. Like, it's going to be full...
Oh, yeah.
Full cosplay, squee. Everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
full
I'm
squee.
So excited.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so good.
And then we are apparently doing another knit-along.
Yes!
In December.
Yes. The name and links for that will happen whenever I get them.
Okay. Those might not make it into the show notes, then.
No, they might not make it this week. They might have to be next week. It is what it is.
It's a very mystery knit-along at the moment.
It's being hosted by the Fiber Friends, so, but I think
I can
definitely.
Them.
It's, yeah, and I mean, it's not starting until the 1st of December, so.
Yeah.
We've got time.
Other
things starting the 1st of December.
Is the Grinch-along, which the Knitmore girls run.
Because I don't want to be stressed holiday knitting, so I'm not going to.
So the Grinch-along is where you, as of December 1st, stop knitting gifts for Christmas this year.
Yep.
You can knit other things for Christmas this year, you can knit things for Christmas next year. You can knit other presents that are just not for Christmas.
Yes.
You just stop knitting Christmas presents on December 1st, so you don't have that horrible Christmas Eve trying to block things and nothing's working and everything's a panic and it's terrible.
No, that's just stressful holiday stuff. No.
Yeah, none of that.
None of that.
None of that nonsense.
Nope. All I want to have to do Christmas Eve is go to my uncle's dinner.
That sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve is when my family does Christmas.
That makes sense.
It works out nicely, because everybody else does, or all partners that I've had in my life have always done Christmas Day, so there's never been overlap.
I don't know. I know the Mr. B's family's serious on the Christmas Day thing. He hasn't told me if he likes having it on Christmas Eve, the family doing Christmas, or if he likes having two Christmases on the same day, and we just start opening presents at, like, noon and don't finish till midnight. He hasn't told me what his preferences are, so I don't know. My mom and me are, we're not... Whatever. Last year, my parents were in Saskatoon for Christmas, and we did Christmas New Year's Day. Like, it doesn't matter to us.
Whatever works for your family.
We're pretty chillaxed about Christmas, so.
Growing up, I would have 3 Christmases. Because my parents would do it at our place on Christmas Eve. My grandparents would do Christmas Day. And then we had some family friends that do Boxing Day.
See, my niece travels, so some Christmases she's with her dad, some Christmases she's with us. So it just depends on what that cycle is. And I haven't asked my sister yet, so I don't know. I don't know what the plan is.
Thinking of plans.
Mm.
We are planning the Year of the Sock in 2018.
We are planning the Year of
Look
the Sock.
Look at that segue.
Nice.
Now I've ruined the segue. Yes, Year of the Sock, wherein we knit a pair of socks every month and enter them in all of the sock knitting contests.
Well, why not? Why wouldn't you? I don't know how to knit socks, so next year we're all going to learn how to knit socks, or if you know how to knit socks, we're going to expand our sock knitting knowledge.
I've knit a whole 3 pairs of socks.
So it's time to expand your sock knitting knowledge.
Yeah, I have like a list of half a dozen heels that I want to try.
Absolutely.
Sweet tomato heel, and I have partridge heel, I've never done an afterthought heel.
Oh, there's tons of stuff to do. I'm working on some prizes, so every time you do an entry for us, it will be a completed pair of socks within the month. I can check, because there'll be a different thread each month for finished socks. That's the easiest way to do it on Ravelry. And every pair of socks is an entry. So obviously you want to complete 12 socks to get 12 entries. And then we will do the prizing reveal probably October next year. Because I'll have collected all of them by that point. Is it going to be one sweet big prize? Yes. Will there be more than one sweet big sweet prize? Depends. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell people who don't even knit. Get them knitting.
Knit socks.
The bigger the threads and the more people participate, the more prizes I will go track down.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then we are also going to do a podcast-iversary knit-along.
Yep.
Starting in January through till March, which is... Our podcast-iversary is somewhere around our birthdays?
It is
I think we recorded the week of our birthdays.
We didn't start posting until the end of March because we wanted a buffer because we weren't sure how long I would be down after my surgery. So, but yeah, we started recording in March. So March is our podcast anniversary month. It also happens to be our birthday month,
which is great. We can have all the cake.
We're having all sorts of cake that month. We're going to be caked out by the end of March. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's a good state to be in.
I think so too. So we're going to do that. That prizing I have to talk with Diana about, because I've got some specific ideas in mind. But again, the more people we have, the more prizes I will go track down.
Excellent.
This is how this works. We have not chosen a designer yet.
But we aren't
going to pick a pattern. We're just going to pick a designer and go, anything from this designer will count. Whips are more than welcome.
Mm-hmm.
More than welcome. Not a problem.
Lord knows I have a lot of whips.
You're getting to me on the whip portion of the year, so it's a thing. But I think that's it for us at the moment, other than Stash Dash, but that's next summer.
Yeah, that's miles away.
In Knit City, which is next fall. Well, for me.
Yes.
You'd be super mean, go to Knit City and send your text, found your Christmas yarn! And then not tell you what I bought.
I've already... done that to me.
I know, it's great. And I bought it out of town, so you can't even go try to hunt it down.
It's okay, I got some of your Christmas present.
Good. Well, it's almost freaking November. You should pretty much be done at this point.
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No. I'll get into it next week.
Ooh, we need to talk to my girlfriend who makes artisan soaps. I think we need to go clean out her Christmas stock.
Yes.
You know what? That might be a good day to do that on Sunday. Sunday afternoon, see if we can take her out for tea.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that, because you'll be boyfriend-free. Boyfriend-free, fiancé-free.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I can stop in and visit my partner on the way home.
That sounds lovely.
Oh, plans made. Done.
All right. So I guess we'll wrap this up.
Works for me. Diana, my dear, where can we be found on the internets?
We can be found on Ravelry, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest as Northern Knits Podcast. Our blog with all our show notes is at northernknitspodcast.com. You can also email us at northernknitspodcast@gmail.com. And if you're feeling generous, if you would like to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, that would be super cool because that would help more people find us.
Oh, rate us, thumbs us up. Yeah, yeah.
Five star reviews? Any reviews
would be awesome. Honest reviews.
Yes.
Honest reviews. Those are always great. Can't tell you we'll make any changes.
But we will read them,
and that's the important part. So that's good. And we always interact and connect and talk to people. So if you talk at us, we will talk back at you. That is a thing that we will do. I can't promise it'll be within like an hour of you posting the message, but I will get back to you. And most of the time, it is me.
You are the social media person.
I am a social media person.
Jocelyn, where can you be found on the internet?
I am cohesively found on the internet as Amber Dragon, spelled Dragun. Once you've found me in one location, it's pretty easy to find me everywhere because it's always a picture of my face.
All right. And I can be found on Instagram and Twitch as Firewater and Fiber. Spelled F-I-B-E-R. And I'm on Ravelry as Wool Rat, which is wool-rat.
It's harder to pronounce than you think.
Apparently. I'm on Twitter as Artemis_134. And I have another Twitch channel where I do hacking, coding things at twitch.tv/Artemis in LeetSpeak, which is linked in the show notes.
Woo! All the things. That's it. That's everything. We're done. No book this week. My bad.
We'll have a book next week.
I have been space cadet-y. It's entirely my own fault. I'm so sorry.
Actually, I won't promise a book next week either, because
we're going to be tight on schedule and we're recording early, because you've got plans on Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dead Mouse concert.
Mm-hmm. So, until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
Saying no matter where your week takes you,
don't forget to knit.
Somebody threw a skittle at the door?
That was the noise we heard earlier.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
There was a skittle in front of the door.
Okay.
Okay, that's really weird.
Your package had arrived.
It has.
Woohoo! We have begun the podcasting of the recording.
Okay. We will retire to the enter room.
Ooh. Oh, did we log Ben into Overwatch?
Okay. My computer should be all logged in. It's transferring some files to my external drive, but if you just minimize all that, it should be all ready to go.
Okay.
Overwatch updated and everything.
Well, thank you. I mean, we might do something else. We probably won't, but...
just in case.
You
could do something else.
The Diablo patch is supposed to come out sometime soon.
Well, I guess when it comes out, we'll do it.
The season's over.
You know, I should probably play with the Necromancer at some point.
Can you pay for the Necromancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably play with the Necromancer sometime then.
I really like that yarn.
I know.
I mean, we got...
I bet it fluffs up nice when you wash it.
Oh, we'll find out shortly, because this is the second bit.
Yeah,
you didn't swatch?
I've been making a pattern from scratch without swatching or anything. All of it's been by hand. That's why I've had to redo this thing 15 times. Because I'm winging it.
I'm just bugging you. Nobody swatches.
Oh, shush, I swatched the sweater. Kinda.
I'm feeling like I should have done a tiny swatch of the red for the Wonder Woman and just to see if it dribbles dye everywhere.
Well, I mean, you might be okay if you do it in cool, lukewarm, you might get some dye release, but if you
I'm gonna start
be fine.
By filling the sink with water and dipping a corner of the red in it and seeing what happens.
Okay, no, that makes sense.